This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Taking some well-deserved time off, doing a little spiritual journey. He'll be back at the end of the week. In the meantime, Victoria, Kara, and I, all the girls ruling the roost. And ladies, lots going on today. Holy moly, it was a busy weekend. There were FBI emails going on. There's the World Series percolating. And, of course, today is a very spooky Halloween day. But let's start with the World Series because this was some game. It was a do-or-die game for the Cubs. And it looks like they decided to live and play another day. So the World Series continues. Did either of you see this game?
I saw some of it. I didn't get to see the end of it. I was asleep by the end. But, yeah, I didn't know if they were. I know. I didn't think that the Cubs were going to do it, but it's amazing. They're resilient. They're back.
It was a very close. I mean, it was just a tight game. They won the game 3-2. I tuned in around the seventh, eighth inning when they were really relying on their pitcher to keep them into the game, and the Indians were trying to steal bases. They're a really aggressive offensive team, those Cleveland Indians. And it was fun to watch because the crowd was just going crazy. I was not even watching the game. I was watching the reaction of the Cubs fans when the pitcher would get a strikeout. I mean, it was pretty intense. They were all over the place. There was like cheering and crying. I mean, these Cubs fans are really, they can taste this victory even though the Cubs are on the brink of elimination.
I know. I mean, I would be really surprised if the Cubs pull out of their magic out of their hat again. You know, going back to Cleveland now, I don't know. I think they're going to close it up. I mean, I don't know. I Cleveland looks strong, so I think this is it now for Cubs fans. Sorry.
Oh.
I do think Cleveland's going to win. Yeah.
All right, well, they go back to Cleveland now for the remainder of the series, so we'll see how that all plays out, but congratulations to the Cubbies staying in it for one more day at least. Now, it is Halloween. Are you ready, ladies? Do you have your costumes ready? Are you ready for a little trick-or-treating?
I might wander around the neighborhood tonight. I'm in New York City, so I don't have a costume. I'm not huge on costumes. Although, had I gone to your party this weekend, I definitely would have worn a costume.
Yeah,
but
it was like...
Go ahead.
I had actually a costume disaster. I had a Halloween party this weekend, and... I was good. The original plan was to be the Evil Queen from Once Upon a Time, but
nice.
My schedule was a little tough, so I didn't get to do all the costume shopping that I wanted to do. Because I'm not really big into buying the punk, like I like to put together my own costume, sort of. So then I thought, well, maybe I can be Medusa. So I get my little snake headband, I'm ready to go, and I put it on my head on Saturday night just to start practicing with it. And I can't stand it. Like, the thing is, like, cracking in half. The snakes are all over the place.
Oh, God.
This is not going to work. So I kind of look at what I put together for my Medusa costume, and I'm like, well, this is close to witch. So it was a last-minute conversion from Medusa. To which, so you got to roll with the punches there. Carrie, did you dress up? I know you had some Halloween shenanigans this weekend.
Yeah, I was really lazy in my costume planning this year, and BuzzFeed had a whole bunch of different quizzes of like easy things that you could be if you have one. You know, you could pick which item of clothing you have, and then they'll tell you what to be. So I was Damien from Mean Girls.
You love BuzzFeed.
And I wore a sweatshirt with my hood tied up and a little sign that says "She doesn't even go here," and that was my costume.
That is the laziest costume I've ever heard of. That is unbelievable.
I was going to use a broken leg as an excuse, but I guess I could have been thinking of costumes while I was sitting on the couch for a month. Huh. Wow. Next year I'll come up with a better idea.
Next year we should have made you like a peg leg pirate with that leg injury. Well, if you are a Halloween fan or if you've got little ones that are ready to go trick-or-treating, be happy because this year's weather forecast pretty good. Most of the U.S. will see clear, calm skies on Monday night with cities in the south even seeing record Halloween highs, so that's good news. If you still need to buy your candy, the candy corn that is always around, like every time. I don't know how many people actually buy the candy corn. It's actually one of the most popular treats this year. Go figure. Maybe it's having
That's
a resurgence.
Weird.
Yeah, Americans are expected to spend $2.5 billion on candy this year. And that's pretty crazy. Keep an eye out there because this is also the number one day for property crimes. You know, a lot of older kids are looking around to create havoc. And so keep an eye out on your stuff. But have a great time. Most popular Halloween candy is candy corn. In a survey of more than 40,000 people around the U.S. to determine the most popular Halloween candies, candy corn still getting the top honors in most states. The states where it's most popular, Oregon, Wyoming, Tennessee, Texas, and South Carolina. Pretty incredible.
But here's my question. Is it that the most popular candy that's bought, or is it the most popular candy to eat? Because I feel like people buy it tradition, but I don't know anyone who actually eats it.
Now you're just getting
I'm getting to the depth of the matter.
Consult with BuzzFeed. There's probably some information there.
Yeah, why don't we do a little research on candy corn? I always buy it because I think, oh, it's the time of year. I actually found this year peanut butter flavored candy corn.
Does that make it better, though? I mean, didn't Gordon Ramsay call it earwax?
Yeah, he did.
You know, I actually kind of like, I don't know, there's something about candy corn, but you can only eat like 3 or 4 kernels because then it's, you know, it's a little too sweet. All right, later this hour, maybe we'll review some of the most popular candies in each of the states. For some reason, it says my state, California, likes Lifesavers the best.
What?
I have a hard time with that.
That seems weird.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to work on this one. All right, more up ahead. We're your Halloween headquarters. I mean, let's be honest. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria at 13 past the hour.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief.
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion.
Check.
Dry technology.
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free.
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie is out. He'll be back later on this week. And we've been focusing a little bit on Halloween. We're going to be your Halloween headquarters today because, of course, today is the spooky day. I can't believe, ladies, that we are already at the end of October. Now, with Halloween comes costumes, of course. Some of them tasteful, some of them tasteless. At my Halloween party, we had two Hillary Clintons in Hillary Clinton masks and jail outfits. That one might be on the tasteless side. We also had a Donald Trump. We had quite the array. We had a beautiful mermaid. We had lots of stuff going on at my Halloween party. Hillary Duff, however, is getting a lot of flack because she dressed up as an Indian and people went crazy. What or was she a pilgrim? What's the story here, Victoria?
She was a pilgrim and her boyfriend was an Indian with full headdress and face makeup and everything, and they went together. Although she was a sexy pilgrim in her defense, she had no pants on, so from the top up she looked like a regular pilgrim. From the bottom down, yeah.
At least it was a warm weekend.
I know.
I apparently never seen any pilgrims without pants.
So she had to issue an apology. They went to some event, and of course there were tons of photographers there, and then everyone just went nuts over their outfit and how culturally insensitive it was. And then she said, "So sorry, we didn't mean to offend anyone." But how do you not know that before you, like, when your boyfriend is in the bathroom for an hour and a half putting on, you know, intricate face makeup? How do you not know? Oh, maybe we shouldn't do this costume idea.
Wait, so is the idea here that it's not politically correct to wear an Indian costume anymore?
I don't know about politically correct. I think there were a lot of Native American people who, you know, especially with the Dakota Pipeline thing happening right now, I think that there's a lot of Native Americans in the spotlight, and she got attacked for that, you know, saying this is our, you know, this is just, it's like the Redskins thing. People who are upset about the Redskins football team still having that name, that's the same group of people.
So are we going to then boycott little girls who decide that they want to dress up as Pocahontas this year for Halloween because of the Disney movie?
I don't know. I mean,
this
I think
is
little
so,
girls...
Do you know how ridiculous this is? This is so ridiculous.
I think little girls dressing as Pocahontas is a good thing. I mean, it's... I don't know. I don't have any problem with it. I don't really understand the whole hoopla with this, truthfully.
But people get upset, and I've even heard, this is people, by the way, not in, that are not actually Native Americans. These are people who are, like, just trying to be, I guess, you know, create safe spaces for their, you know, Native American friends or whatever. But, like, with the Washington Redskins, with the whole controversy over that name, I think there were, like, two people in the Native American nation who actually had, like, even took issue with this, most of them, and they did surveys. Didn't care about the name Redskins. I went to a high school. We were the Alamanni Indians. We had to change that. All of these things portray Native Americans as great warriors. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I actually think that that's a positive thing. I mean, if you are known for your battle and for your strength, and I think that's actually not bad. I don't know why we all of a sudden as a culture are saying that we shouldn't do that anymore. It's almost showing a sign of respect, I think. I mean, no one's making fun of people by wearing a headdress and going dress. They're trying to be ferocious warriors for Halloween.
I guess. And I do think that you're right. I think in a lot of cases, it's not really Native Americans who are even responding to these things. It is other people who seem to be offended, but I don't know. I mean, she says she's really sorry, so I don't think that she meant anything.
She should be sorry because she's not wearing pants. That's why she should be sorry.
Yeah.
The Indian costume, like, let's just take a chill pill. It's Halloween, people. All right, more up ahead. It is 21 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
Thank you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Minutes past the hour. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie's out. He'll be back at the end of the week. Miss the music of John Lennon. It was a very Beatles intensive weekend for me, ladies.
Really?
It was my mom's birthday. And so whenever I hang out with her and it's her birthday, she gets to pick the playlist. And all Beatles, all Paul McCartney, all the time, by the way.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. She also, I think when she blew out the birthday cake that I got her, she wished for Paul McCartney. Geez, easy for me to say. And told me I should get out of the way. All right, we're playing John Lennon because a letter that John Lennon wrote to Queen Elizabeth way back in 1969 protesting the country's involvement in foreign wars has been found inside of a record sleeve in a man's attic. This is such a cool story. The man who bought the record is part of a used item sale for $10. He wants to be anonymous, but the letter that he found is an estimated value of $72,000. In the letter, John Lennon states that he is returning his honorary MBE, which is Member of the British Empire Medal, that all the Beatles received back in 1965 in protest against Britain's involvement in Nigeria. And he says, in the Nigeria Biafra thing, against our support of America in Vietnam, and against Cold Turkey slipping down the charts. Cold Turkey, by the way, was a single released by Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono's Plastic Oko Band. It spent 8 weeks on the UK's official charts, peaking at number 14. This is not, however, the actual letter that Lennon sent to the Queen. A memorabilia expert theorized that this draft was never sent because of some smudged ink, so this was a practice copy. Can you imagine how how cool that is? You're just, I mean, how is that like a life changer when you're just sort of cleaning up, looking around, looking through your albums, and all of a sudden you see a letter slip out from John Lennon?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
That's amazing. I mean, yesterday my boyfriend and I were walking around, we're in New York City, and we were walking around the neighborhood, and you know, some of this, they have vendors that have some books on stands. You can just, you know, you peruse through used books, and they're all at a reasonable price. And he kept stopping at like two different tables. I'm like, what are you doing? And he said, you never know. You never know. You should always flip through the old books. Like, you might find something really cool, or maybe a first edition. And I was like, you are so crazy. And then this story happens.
How
so
funny is that? He's pretending for wedding money for you.
Yeah. Ring money.
Like, I got to keep flipping. Just leave me alone. I got to keep flipping. That's very funny. I don't, you know, when you hear these stories, it makes you wonder if the royal family wouldn't want to try to get them back for like a museum piece or anything like that. I mean, would they consider this to be an embarrassment, or is this something that they may want to have around? I mean, you would think it would be a value to some sort of like museum effort, right?
Oh, I would think some music fans and music memorabilia fans would definitely be more interested in this than the royal family. I mean, it turns out John Lennon was right. They shouldn't have been in Nigeria. They shouldn't have supported America in Vietnam. And I don't know about Cold Turkey slipping down the charts, but he was probably right about that too. So I don't know that the Queen really wants to revisit this time period.
Although I don't know if I can be too sad for him about Cold Turkey, because wasn't everything, and I don't know, I mean, look, we were all a little too young for all this. None of us were born yet.
Yeah.
But anything that he touched with Yoko, I mean, as I recall, isn't that why John Lennon and Beatles fans hated her? Because everything they did together with Yoko was just not as good, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, yes, that's putting it delicately.
So,
yes, you are correct.
I don't know if we're gonna give him the pass. We'll say he did a good job trying to protest the Vietnam War, but I don't know about this Cold Turkey nonsense.
Yeah.
All right, more up ahead. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara at the controls at 28 past the hour.
I know. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever tried to offer information to someone and the only response you get is, I know? It's as if the person's only intent is to tell you what he or she already knows rather than listen openly to what you have to offer. It can be a frustrating experience for sure to encounter that. But what about you? How often do you interact with information from the place of, I already know that, rather than from a place of, how can I learn more about this? Or, I wonder why this lesson is continually coming to me. Humility's not always easy, but it sure does help us grow infinitely in wisdom. For more on life and being open to every situation, visit drchristianconti.com.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Nuclear 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options one.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The hour, it is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, Dougie out, he'll be back at the end of the week. And ladies, we try to stay away from politics on this program. We try to start your day with a smile, but we are a week and a day away from Election Day, which is a big story. And over the weekend, actually Friday mid-morning, another game changer. We were just talking off air how it seems this election cycle, there were moments when, and this is less about the candidate you're supporting and more about how crazy 2016 really is, when you think about how many items have come out about both of the candidates where people thought, oh my gosh, this is the game changer. Another game changer was released, this time one that would impact the Hillary Clinton campaign. It all kind of stems back to this Anthony Weiner investigation. If you remember, about a month, maybe 2 months ago, Anthony Weiner got caught sending lewd photos and messages to a girl who was, by the way, consensually engaged in this relationship with him, but he was sending pictures to a minor. She's 15 years old. This is not right by anybody's stretch. This guy's an older guy, and this relationship clearly inappropriate, even if she was okay with it. The FBI gets involved, starts investigating Anthony Weiner. They tried to recover his laptop and his devices so that they can look into the emails that he was sending this girl. Well, turns out on Friday, FBI Director James Comey said as part of that investigation, they ran across something that was big enough to reopen the investigation into Hillary Clinton, which he had just closed back in July. Now, many people are speculating as to what this might be. The answer is no one really knows yet. James Comey hasn't talked. The Clinton campaign and actually the Trump campaign both, I think, want to see what's actually in these emails so that they can try to get it sorted out before Election Day. But, ladies, this could be a game changer. The polling, I think people are really still set in their camps until there's more solid information. People voting for Donald are voting for Donald. People voting for Hillary are voting for Hillary. But the polling that I saw that this actually made a difference in is the polling of millennials. Millennials feel very left behind by this election. There's not someone that they feel that they can trust that represented their needs and wants like a Bernie Sanders candidacy did. And I've seen that the people that had sort of reluctantly in the millennial generation gone over to Hillary Clinton are now saying, do I want to go vote at all? Am I going to make a different decision? What do you think? And both of you are classified in that generation, and Carrie, you so more than Victoria and I. What are you hearing from your friends? Does this move the needle at all, or are they just sort of, are your friends ignoring this? I mean, does this matter to your social circle?
Most people I know who have made up their mind about who they're voting for are sticking with it. I haven't heard much conversation about people. Most people I know are going to vote because they feel it's a responsibility that they need to do to go vote. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are checked out at this point, even though it's only a week away, and it feels like this is the time that you should be most invested in figuring out the most things and you know, doing research. It just feels like I'm kind of avoiding what's in the news because I'm just so tired, and I don't remember another election in recent memory where just every single week it was something new coming out about either candidate. It's just kind of exhausting.
There hasn't been that in our entire lifetime.
Yeah.
And I mean, I agree with you, Kara. I think, you know, my friends just, Halloween was this weekend all the celebrations. And I think people are just, my friends are just like, oh, I'm over it. Like, just enough already.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. Like, just stop. If they're going to be a conviction, just bring it on. Put her in a jumpsuit already. It's been years about talking about this. And I mean, and now, a friend of mine this weekend who is still an undecided and probably will go with Gary Johnson. But she said this weekend, she's like, well, you know, Trump can't claim that the election's rigged anymore because the FBI and the DOJ has sat on these emails for weeks. So obviously there's no conspiracy against Trump here. This is maybe a conspiracy against Hillary. But, you know, enough already. If there's something there, arrest her. Put her in handcuffs. Like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
You know? Find something that's real. Make it stick or stop talking about it.
Well, it is pretty interesting. And when you talk about, I mean, the allegations that you're talking about are the DOJ and the links to the Clinton campaign, the Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch, and Bill Clinton had that meeting on a plane, which was very suspect. And then just the next day after that meeting on a plane, James Comey came out and said that there would be no indictment of Hillary Clinton. That looked a little peculiar. And apparently what I've heard just internally from some sources in Washington, D.C., is that a lot of the FBI, there are a handful and more FBI agents who were so upset by the lack of indictment because of the information that they had seen, or at least lack of security clearance. Remember, see, one of the issues is if you can't indict her, if you knew the classified information was sent on her server, then at least her security clearances should have been kind of taken away or put in check. And so many people in the FBI thought that was at least one of the items that should have occurred with Hillary Clinton. That would have been fair and standard amongst anybody else who would have done what she had done and admitted to doing. And so it was kind of an uproar at the FBI. So the thought process is that maybe that pressure, in addition with what these emails, you know, had to say, put the pressure on Comey to reopen the investigation. Because when he came out with no indictment, he took a ton of criticism. There's no way that he would have reopened this again if he didn't think it was something sizable. The only other thing I can think of is maybe WikiLeaks or some other organization that he knew had this and threatened to release it if he didn't get out in front of it. So more to come. We won't even know if we're going to know what this all is before Election Day.
Right.
And this is from a nonpartisan perspective, because I actually believe I'm voting for the Trump camp. I, you know, have no bones about admitting that to you guys, because I think it's important so you know where everybody's coming from. You know, I think it's more helpful from a political strategy moment, like movement, to not have this information released, to have people wonder what it could be. But for an American, and what I hope happens, and this is what the Clinton campaign is asking for, is I do hope before Election Day we actually know what they have, because it
right.
is up to the, this is not just about winning or losing an election here. This is about the good of the country, and I think it's really important for voters to take seriously and live with their conscience as to what they do when they pull that lever. And I think to do that, you have to know what you're voting for.
I agree. And good, bad, or ugly, I want to know. Fine. Like, if it's, like, again, if she belongs in handcuffs, put her in handcuffs already. Like, I'm so over it. And I think that that's where the millennials are just lost, where we're so sick of hearing about the same scandal over and over and over, and nothing ever comes of it. So if this is the final straw for Hillary, I know a lot of people are going to be cheering on her way into the jail to put on her orange jumpsuit. Fine. If that's what it really is, and if it's that serious, then let's just get it over with.
I don't know. I mean, the cheering is, that makes me my stomach flip a little bit, because I don't think
there are plenty, not you, Jen, but there are plenty of Hillary haters out there who would literally be chanting and dancing on her way into the
prison. I kind of think it's less about hating Hillary and more about hating the stuff that they think that she's done. And I hope that it's not, I hope this doesn't become a witch hunt, but we'll see. We'll continue to follow the story, and you should let us know what you think too on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. You can also tweet us at DJV Show. You can also tweet us directly at On Air Victoria is Victoria Keelan. I'm at Jennifer Horn, and Kara is at C Schillen. So you can find us on Twitter and let us know what you think about this. You can also call us 888-302-DOUG. And another trial that's getting some attention that starts up this week, today actually, jury selection begins in the murder trial of a former police officer, Michael Slager. He's the one that was charged in the April 2015 shooting death of Walter Scott. Remember that one? Walter Scott was 50 years old. He was in mm-hmm. North Charleston, South Carolina. Juror questioning gets underway. Also in the trial, a former University of Cincinnati police officer, Ray Tensing, who's charged in the shooting death of Sam Dubow. The big one that people will be watching, looking at, is this Walter Scott shooting, because I think of all of the shootings we saw last year, this is the one that was definitely the most suspect. Walter Scott was running away. The police officer, instead of ensuing in a chase, actually just took out his weapon and shot Walter Scott. So we'll continue to follow that story here On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's 43 minutes past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix.
Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, stovetop stuffing mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
So my wife orders me Harry's shaving set.
Something had to be done.
All right, I admit it. I tend to use the same blade. A lot. It's not that I'm cheap.
Well...
Do you know how much razors cost?
It's ridiculous.
Right. So it arrives, and I have to say, pleasantly surprised. The razor itself is high quality. It feels good in the hand, well-balanced, not cheap. Oh, and the blades are top quality. Harry's owns the factory in Germany where they manufacture them. And the shaving gel...
It smells incredible.
Yeah, but I like it because, well, my neck is...
Sensitive.
Right. But with Harry's, I'm getting a comfortable shave for half the price of the leading five-blade brand.
And when he needs more blades, they're shipped right to the house.
So, yeah, I definitely recommend Harry's. Why wouldn't you?
Try Harry's free trial set yourself. Your trial set includes a razor with one of their quality blades and foaming shave gel for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. As a bonus for radio customers, get a free post-shave balm with code 1166 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1166 at checkout to claim your offer.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 minutes past the hour, On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. And I don't know how I'm going to feel about this one, ladies. Let me get your take on this. Arby's, fast food restaurant Arby's. You know them,
yes.
Right? Home of the horsey sauce and the roast beef sandwiches. Do you guys even go to Arby's anymore?
I've never been to Arby's.
I think I've been once in my life.
I feel like, you know, growing up in California, I don't think we had a lot of Arby's until recently, and so I haven't really spent time at the chain. I remember them in Colorado. My grandmother, when we would go to visit her, loved them. So as a little girl, I remember getting those little sandwiches. That was like a big deal to go to lunch at Arby's. And now the chain has decided to get away from just roast beef. I mean, why stop yourself at just roast beef or turkey, which is what they've become known for? Oh, no. Arby's is rolling out a new sandwich offering today, actually, that features thick-cut venison steak from 100% deer meat. The new sandwich is going to be available for a limited time at 17 restaurants. This means that they're testing out this idea across the U.S. So if you live in Nashville this week and Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Georgia, keep an eye out for this venison sandwich because they're coming to your area. The company will be sourcing meat from free-range, grass-fed farm deer, and the sandwich will include crispy onions with the berry sauce on a toasted roll. Now, I have to say, venison, not my jam. First of all, there's something about eating the deer and the gaminess, but this looks like a decent looking sandwich, and the fact that it's sourced free range and it's grass fed and it's 100% venison, I'm going to give props to Arby for actually, I mean, this sounds like a pretty quality menu item.
I guess. I don't eat meat, so I'm the wrong person to talk to about this.
Kara, do you eat meat, right?
Yeah, I've never actually had deer, though. So I don't know. I mean, is it similar to beef? Is it harder or, like, tougher? Or
no, it's steaky. I mean, it's definitely steaky. I think that the difference is that it tastes just a little more wild. It tastes gamey. I'm just going to say that I think this might be a good idea. Look, no one else is doing this. People are into that weird food trend, right? People are into trying stuff that's a little different.
People are loving bison right now. Bison's having a moment, so yeah, why not?
And bison's supposed to be so good for you because it's so lean.
Yeah.
So I think this might actually work out for Arby's,
yeah.
And it kicks off deer hunting season. So there you go. Let us know if you try it at DJ B Show on Twitter at 50 past the hour. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out. He'll be back at the end of the week. And it is now Tech Talk time, ladies. You can follow us on Twitter. There's a hashtag at DJ V Show. Use the hashtag Tech Talk when you're talking tech with us. That's easy to say, right?
Yes, I like that.
So, Victoria, lots of focus on traveling right now. Obviously, tomorrow, November 1st, is going to kick off Christmas season. It is going to be in high gear. People are going to be looking at traveling home for the holidays, for New Year, for Christmas, for New Year's Eve, and of course for Thanksgiving coming up at the end of the month. So there are some new offline travel apps that are going to help us plan our holiday travel. What are these all about?
Well, you know, expert, you've been hearing a lot about people getting hacked recently and how important it is to reset your passwords at home on all of your devices. But when you're traveling, you know, you're really a lot more vulnerable than you would think. Whether you're using your iPad or your tablet or your cell phone, if you're using free Wi-Fi at an airport, or if you're traveling around in foreign cities and you just find any free Wi-Fi hotspot, if it's not a secure network, they can not only, I mean, and this is happening more and more, even at airports. If you look at charging stations at airports, that's also been a source of hacking. People think, oh, great, I can go charge my phone for free. And most of the time, their phones are just getting hacked and they don't even know. So This happens a lot with Wi-Fi if you're traveling, and especially in foreign countries, you don't know what you're signing on for. And if you sign on to an unsecure Wi-Fi network, not only can they hack all of your info, but they can also upload viruses onto your device. So before you go anywhere, you want to have everything downloaded to your phone. It's ready to go. People use their phones for travel a lot, so it's important to have an offline way of accessing all this information. There are three really great apps. The first one's called XE Currency. It's a free app for iOS and Android, and it's an offline calculator that instead of memorizing what your currency exchange rate will be, it can actually help you download live exchange rates, and it also lets you look at multiple currency exchanges so you always know how to get the best deal for that. And so that's a really important one, especially when you're using that type of data with currency. You want to make sure that you're using that app offline. City Maps is another one. You always want to have an idea of where you're going, and without, you know, busting out the Clark Griswold paper map and wandering around a city with a pen and trying to figure out where you are. City Maps app lets you download offline maps of your destination, and then you can access it wherever you are in whatever city. Lonely Planet and Travel and Leisure also have two great destination guide apps that are also free for iOS and Android, and that way you know what restaurants you want to go to. It helps you prioritize different sites that you want to see, and helps you be organized. And the last one that I would recommend that I've also used is great. It's the Google Translate app. So you can save multiple languages to your phone, access them offline, meaning no Wi-Fi needed. You download the language of any country you're going to be traveling to before you leave. You can familiarize yourself with some of the basic words. But the coolest part about Google Translate is you can actually take a photo of a word, whether it's a street sign or a menu item, and Google Translate app offline will immediately translate it for you. So you're never going to feel out of touch or lost, which is great. And again, Google Translate is also free.
I have to tell you, this Google Translate I used when I was in the Czech Republic, and it was so helpful, because once you can start, when you start getting the basics down, then you really kind of empower yourself. So the beginning of your trip starts out a little rough, and then at the end you're like, wow, I can do this. I can get through. And it gives you that sense of confidence, which is great. And this is all really important stuff, because you're right. When you go traveling, even if it's in the States, I mean, forget when you go overseas, even if you're sitting somewhere in a Starbucks on open Wi-Fi somewhere, it's just, you know, you're always taking that risk as to what the open Wi-Fi is going to bring to you. And I think it's really smart if you're exploring cities or you want to just get out and have some fun. You don't have to worry about this impacting your phone, your technology. You don't have to worry about the hack.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of the things, like, people say, oh, well, how do you know the difference between a Wi-Fi network that's secure and one that isn't? Well, the answer is you don't. If you're a regular user, you don't know. But there are certain things that you can definitely, there are certain steps you can take. If it's Joe Blow's free Wi-Fi, you might want to avoid that one, because you know that, A, the name is stupid, so you shouldn't use it. But also, if you think about it, security has to be put in place to secure a Wi-Fi network, and that costs money. So if you're using a free Wi-Fi that isn't a major company, like Starbucks is pretty good with the security of their free Wi-Fi,
sure.
Burger King, McDonald's, you know, major corporations like that, they're going to put some money into making sure that the connection is secure. But if you're just taking anything off the list that's free, you have to really be discerning about it, for sure.
Great tips, Victoria Keelan there, and you can tweet us if you have tips of your own at DJ V Show on Twitter. Use the hashtag Tech Talk. It is 59 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.